Today we are here interviewing Paulina, a fourth-year University of Ottawa student who is from the Dominican Republic, specifically Santo Domingo. My name is Alyssa. I'm here today with my team members, Elijah and Alex, to conduct an interview as part of an ethnographic study on Ottawa's Latin American and Caribbean communities. This interview is being conducted for Anthropology 3340 at the University of Ottawa. I will let Alex begin with the questions now.
So our first question to you is, what is your country of origin?
I was born in the Dominican Republic. I lived there my whole life up until I was 18, and that's where my family's from as well.
The next question is, what brought you to Ottawa?
I moved to Ottawa when I was 18 to start my university career. I wanted to move away, first of all, because there were a lot more diversity in careers when it came to sociology and communications, and because I did want to apply an English study to my university career.
And do you have family here, and do you see them frequently?
No, my family all lives in the Dominican Republic, but I do visit them frequently. I see everyone back home, and I do visit a lot.
Do you live in a Latin community or neighborhood where people speak Spanish and or Portuguese and celebrate various occasions?
So here I do not live in a Latin neighborhood, but I do know a lot of Latin people with whom I do speak Spanish whenever I see them. I do sometimes celebrate some Latin occasions here that I wouldn't back home, like Cinco de Mayo and other stuff. And back home I do live in a completely Latin neighborhood and community where everyone speaks Spanish to each other and we all have shared values.
What celebrations are most important to you?
For me personally, and for most Dominican people, I'd say that Independence Day, which for us is the 27th of February, is one of our most important celebration. And other ones would be more connected to religion. So Easter week, we never work. Everyone always goes on vacation. We also have Christmas is very important to us, and a lot of saint days we all have off.
Can you describe a typical day in your community?
I'd say that usually we do have a lot of community connection. We do see our friends very often, at least once a day. I think that a connection with friendships, family members, and just everyone around you is more typical in everyday life back home. We usually do go out to eat more often, to see people and to just like hang out.
How do you celebrate your heritage?
I think through music, food, and other things. I love listening to Spanish music whenever I miss home. Anytime there's a sunny day, I feel connected to back home. And there's just a lot of practices that I apply in my day-to-day life that help me celebrate my heritage.
So moving forward, what are some values that you hold most dear as a member of the Latin/Caribbean community?
I think, like asked in previous questions, a community and a sense of connection is very important. It's a very important value that we see a lot back home, that I think applying it to my life here has been good. Something else that I find very important is just a sense of like direction and connection. That we don't see as much often here, but is very important for our communities back home.
And what would you like to share about yourself or your community that you think is important for people to know?
I think the warmth of the people back home, how much people care. If anyone asks for directions, they'll even take you somewhere. I think those type of small acts really make a community. Something else I think is just the connection with food and music that people have. Even if you don't speak the language, you can feel, I think, the feelings that people have over these things and the cultural significance of everything.
Also, what foods do you make that remind you of home, and where do you purchase your groceries to prepare your traditional meals in Ottawa?
What reminds me of back home is eating plantains. I feel like that's something that we usually cook with a lot, like whether it be fried or in mashed, like mashed potatoes. Other foods like rice with meat and just other sides, I feel like remind me a lot of back home. Sometimes I do grocery shopping in more Latin American markets, like the one in Byward and the one in Somerset. There's another one. But I do a lot of my purchases in normal grocery stores as well.
And moving forward, how likely would you and your family be to use the website we are creating for uploading your stories? And how would you use it? We would kind of like to better serve the community, so any suggestions from you about access as well as what should be posted would be greatly appreciated.
I feel like older family members would be more likely to use it, and maybe my cousins and stuff, to send my grandparents pictures or videos or memories of anniversaries or vacation and such. I feel like that would be useful in that way. Maybe more accessible it would be if there was a possibility to put in Spanish and English. If you could connect the pictures with your phone pictures, or if there were accessible way to share images or videos with people that don't have access to maybe being able to download an app or such.
Mm-hmm. And finally, do you have any other comments or concerns?
I feel like Latin American communities have a lot to offer globally and in Canada, and that there is a lot of richness to all the great different cultures, and that we all have very big variety of values and historical and political backgrounds.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.